Hello, this is DJ Frederick. Welcome to the Radio Thrift Shop. Radio Thrift Shop is a work in progress. On any given week, you might hear folk, jazz, easy listening, indie music, forgotten 45s, and more. Sometimes these broadcasts have a theme, sometimes I improvise. So light up the lava lamp, come on a musical journey as we dig deep into the Thrift Shop archives. And I'd like to say hello to everyone listening on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm here every Saturday evening from 10 p.m. until midnight. And today on the Thrift Shop, we do have a musical theme. It's soul jazz music. It's the soul jazz edition of the Radio Thrift Shop.
We'll be right back. look at the world today and tell me what you see. Half the people trying to take it out, others wanna be free. Man's inhumanity to man, so many times I've seen, just makes it hard for all of us to realize I dream. Now go, go, go ahead. Take a good look around. Don't you look away. Get yourself together and look around, get about it.
Brian Auger's Oblivion Express live in 1974. That was Don't Look Away. And we started the program off with Melvin Sparks from 1973, Texas Twister. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. We're cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound, digging deep into obscure musical delights.
The future of large-scale agriculture may depend upon the use of very small-scale nanoparticles. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
One of the benefits of nanotechnology is that we can engineer the surfaces of these very, very small particles that allows them to attach more strongly to a leaf or to move through the cuticle to the inside of the plant.
Greg Lowry is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Carnegie Mellon University.
We can coat the surfaces of these nanomaterials with special biomolecules that can then attach those particles to specific locations on the plant. So a stomata is the opening in the plant leaf where the plant breathes, essentially. The gases move in and out of the plant. And also microorganisms, pathogens, enter the plant through those same holes. We can manipulate a nanomaterial so that it attaches to that stomata and is precisely in the location to protect the plant against that pathogen. And we can use a lot less of the material and be more efficient with our material in that way. Most of our research has shown that these engineered nanomaterials can be applied in higher concentrations and have lower impacts on plants than their chemical counterparts. Many of the nanomaterials we're using, for example, copper-based nanomaterials, are in fact certified organic materials and can be used on organic crops. And we're trying to replace chemical pesticides that do have known toxicity with these nanomaterials that have much lower toxicity associated with them.
Pulse of the Planet is made possible in part by the Center for Earth and Environmental Nanotechnology and the National Science Foundation. I'm Jim Metzner.
And I'm DJ Frederick. You're listening to program number 490 of the Radio Thrift Shop. This is the Soul Jazz Edition.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're tuned to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick, and we're stepping into days of futures past on the Radio Thrift Shop.
Running away, 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 running away
Jazz Klippa with Purple Haze. Before that, Soul Eek and Let's Stay Running. We started off with The Oneness of Juju and West Wind. Well, this is DJ Frederick cruising in on the West Wind here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Homegrown, homemade radio for the rest of us.
Exploring science in the sea. The Pacific coast of South America is a bit like a medieval castle surrounded by a moat. The castle is the Andes Mountains, which hug the coast. And the moat is the Peru-Chile Trench, a gash in the ocean floor that's miles deep. Castle and moat were built by the motions of two of the plates that make up Earth's crust. The Nazca Plate, which makes up part of the floor of the Pacific Ocean, is sliding under the South American Plate, which makes up most of the continent. The Peru-Chile Trench marks the boundary between the two, the zone where the Nazca Plate disappears. The trench is about 3,700 miles long and averages about 40 miles wide. Its deepest spot, known as Richard's Deep, bottoms out at a depth of more than 5 miles. The motions of the two plates are a bit herky-jerky. As Nazca slides eastward at a couple of inches per year, it scrunches up the edge of South America, forming the Andes. It also scrunches up sediments in the trench, cementing them to the edge of the South American plate. The Nazca plate sometimes sticks a bit, then releases with a massive jolt. That creates powerful earthquakes. In fact, the strongest quake ever recorded in 1960 was centered along the Peru-Chile Trench. That quake caused massive damage in Chile. It also created a tsunami that raced across the Pacific Ocean. It killed hundreds in Chile and hundreds more elsewhere. Destruction caused by the continued building of South America's moat and castle. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
Thank you.
You're listening to Homemade Homegrown Radio. This is DJ Frederick with the Radio Thrift Shop. Thank you. Pike set with Good Time Charlie at the Big Washdown from 1969. Before that, Grant Green with Betcha by Golly Wow. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You've been listening to the Soul Jazz edition of the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and online at classicalwscs.org. I'm celebrating 21 years at WSCS and 45 years on the airwaves overall. Wow. Time flies when you're having fun.